Welcome to Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast with Wanda Pearson, where we will dive deep into the world of networking, collaboration, and partnership, unlocking the secrets to a successful team working within innovation. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a creative, professional, or just someone eager to understand the power of networking and collaboration, this podcast is your go-to resource. Join us as we explore the stories, strategies, and insights from experts, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who have experienced the magic of networking and collaboration to achieve successful results. Tune in to Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast on a journey towards achieving your goals with host Wanda Pearson.
Welcome, welcome to the Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast. Episode 14, I am so honored to have my girl, Reverend Jacqueline Lulu Brown. But I saw her Lulu.
Yeah, we don't go by Lulu. We're going to see where you got that Lulu name from.
But I am so honored for you to be part of this podcast. But the best thing about it is, Lulu, when we met, our book, collaboration books, Audacity to Shine with C. Nicole. And I love the title of how she created that, Audacity to Shine, and how she said, God told her to call me. I'm sure she told you the same thing that I told her to call you.
So. Yes.
So yes. She got 10 of us ladies, but we'll talk about that later. But I want to actually read your bio because it's so much wealth of information that you have to share with us. And I want you to share with us more. So Jacqueline Brown spent 40 plus years in information technology and engineering arena with global responsibilities. Wow. One of the things that she discovered over her travels across the globe was that women in their careers, business and ministry were feeling the heavy burden of silently carrying their unsaid and burnout. So true. These unsaid challenges and burnout statuses are often not openly discussed because of the secret shame and the fear of revealing one's true self. Jacqueline's purpose and focus with her Revolution Ascension LLC business is to provide a safe, sacred space, open, honest, and raw conversation, allowing professional and executive women in leadership to explore their challenges, to reveal solutions and implementation plans for life.
I love that.
Jacqueline is a phenomenal disruptor, positive deviant, and radical change agent moving away from the status quo. So in March 2023, she launched her Divine Prosperous Living magazine under the Own It publishing company. When asked what she wants to be remembered for, she answers, to lead every woman I encounter to have a bright, shining light that sings to their soul. She enjoys making this happen with her phenomenal retreats, Ascension Academy, one-on-one coaching, executive women's leadership, consulting, and training through her keynote speaking again. And also, she is a four-time international best-selling co-author. And talking about Audacity to Shine, it's one of the books that we managed here. And I asked Jacqueline, I said, her title, I want her to talk about as far as her journey. And we just discuss some of the journey here. Journey to be empowered to walk in your purpose. I love this, Jacqueline. Lulu. I'm going to call you Lulu. Is that okay?
Oh, I prefer that. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to call you Lulu. So Lulu, tell us a little bit about yourself. And then I'm going to ask you some questions about how you all. It was just so much in her bio that I just had to take bits and pieces. She's like a famous person, y'all. Famous lady. She has so much to share. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So thank you so much for having me today. I am truly honored to be here. And I'm honored. And it was just destiny that brought us together on Audacity to Shine. And let me just take a step back and bring in how and what Audacity to Shine meant to me. It gave an opportunity for me to share my journey of when we live behind a mask. And very often people think that living behind a mask is just bad things. But we also hide our brilliance, our genius, our gifting. We hide that behind a mask as well. Because sometimes we're made to feel that we don't deserve for the world to really see who we are in our gifting. And a lot of times we hold that back. And there are these gems, jewels, diamonds, not diamond in the rough, but real brilliant diamonds that are in us. And very often that is behind a mask because we don't have the audacity to shine. Mm-hmm. The Audacity to Shine book with Steve Nicole gave me an opportunity to share my journey and how did I go from where I was not being authentically me and conforming to what others tell you that you need to do or you need to be or you need to act a certain way. And a lot of times people will say, I'm authentic, but they're really not because they don't really understand what authenticity is. And it was that journey that allowed me to bring what is in the core and the essence of me. And I was able to bring that forward and operate in that, but yet be successful because I no longer conformed to the standards that this world tells you. There's a system that sort of maps things out. And we've been indoctrinated with those things from the time we come out of our mother's wombs. When we're little, we are given things to give us and mold us in a particular way. We are told things are spoken to us. And if we really examine what it's like as a child, we have to really peel back those layers and say, was I really taught how to search and get an understanding of what's unique about me? How am I going to know my purpose if I don't know who I am? And am I regurgitating what other people say because it sounds good and it makes me look successful and it puts me in this category with I know who I am, I'm not in a box, I'm authentic, or because I have a level of success, I make a particular salary, my square footage of my home is within what the world deems as successful. All of these different things, have I really stepped outside of all of that? And have I tapped into what is so unique about me that it makes me limitless? And people don't realize that even the cliches we've been taught impose those limits. We're told the sky is the limit. The minute someone says the is the limit, there's a limitation. You've just spoken a limitation on yourself. And people will say, why can't I say that? I know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what you mean, but the universe knows what you mean as well. God knows what you mean because out of the abundance of the heart, so speaketh the man, the woman. And so when we say these things and they're going into the atmosphere, we have to really understand, do you really know what you're saying? Because there really are no limits except the ones we set for ourselves. But we have to have the audacity to let those things come out. And so that chapter was so special to me because it gave me an opportunity to share my journey. It gave me an opportunity to actually talk about how the church itself and religion was part of what prevented me from shining, from walking in my purpose. As we're talking here, sometimes what we think is good can sometimes be holding us back. And that's not denigration on church or anything. It's speaking to the level of, I'm going to say, where people and leaders have not come into enlightenment. It speaks to not being fully enlightened on who we are, whose we are, and what our true purpose is here, and how do we operate in that purpose from a limitless place. And that was really the nuts and bolts of my chapter. And I remember the editor sending me a note, and she said, wow, you're really going in deep here. You're making some comments about your journey that people may become offended. And I said, you know what? I think that's a good thing, because maybe they'll become enlightened and they'll do something about it. And maybe someone, another woman, won't have to wait and go through what I did to know that she has the audacity to shine.
Yes. And that's what I love about the title, Destiny Nicole Pick, Audacity Shine, because from that, I derive my, because I mentor two middle school girls, and I always tell them, you have the audacity to shine. But I derived my own book from that book. I say, if it hadn't been for C. Nicole to tell me, to say, I want you to be part of this, I don't know if I would have wrote a book. But that's something that I said, I would never write a book. And God said, oh, yes, you will. That derived my book, God's Face to the Fire, but also my second collaboration, Impact of One Voice, where you said, Lulu, that you dug into, because I actually told the truth about what I dealt with as far as the fear, the abuse. You know, that I didn't think when somebody tell me you're not going to be nothing, you know, that I am something now, but I didn't believe it at that time. This was something that we actually, I think, helped a lot of women and men to be able to help them. And the book, my book, I have a journey in there, a journal that I want them to go to, not go through what we went through and the fear of speaking up. Because a lot of time, I grew up in Chicago, you're seen and not heard, right? Down and probably heard there. So that is something that we really need to help other people with. But I want to ask you some questions here. And that was great. You actually answered a lot of my questions already. So how did you maintain that consistent voice and the style throughout the book, despite multiple authors?
Wow. It was asking one question every time I had to write, change, rewrite. Am I being true to myself? And it was asking that question over and over again. Are you being true to yourself? Are you willing to reveal what needed to be healed? And are you doing that? And I would look, did you put in there what you needed to be healed from? Because there's a root to everything. So did you go to the root? Did you reveal the root? And then did you reveal your willingness to come forward and to heal from it? And so asking that same question is what I found that worked for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have partners. We partnered up with some of the other authors. And I know I'm hoping I get Stacey on here too. What I actually wrote about, because I tell you, it was hard. Things you bury deep down inside. I didn't remember a lot of things until I started writing this book.
Yes.
I had forgiveness. This is what I had to forgive myself first and forgive my the abuse that I had. And that was really tough, because even like writing my book, it's like it came back up all over again. And I said, okay, so having that, and that was actually my benefits in writing this collaboration. So let me ask you another question. What were the benefits of collaborating on this book compared to writing this solo?
Oh, sisterhood, first and foremost. Knowing that it was okay for me to reveal the portions of my life that I wasn't okay. That level of freedom. The being with other women that also had the courage to name and pursue their most authentic aspirations. And because that's a big part of what I do in my business is helping women to do that. But for me, I also love the fact that I had cohorts that were willing to say or share their story on how they achieved freedom, the discernment to know that I deserve a greater integrated life. And I need to step into that uniqueness so that I can fulfill my unique purpose on the planet, because we have unique purposes that we personally are here to fulfill on this planet. And so it's the sisterhood that brings that together and brings the freedom to express that with one another and be on those calls that we're on with C. Nicole. It was that. And the things that went on behind the scenes, whether it was emails or things like that. It was that part of it that in the opportunity that there's a lot that goes into writing a book on your own. I've been in four anthologies, and I can tell you that I enjoy the ability to be able to do this with other women, because my personality is air, water, but air and water. And I just love the camaraderie that we had.
Yeah. I guess you say your personality, and actually I didn't realize mine is fire.
Nice.
The fire from the struggles that I actually went to struggle.
Yes.
Where I got to today. So no, that is great to hear. Now, let me ask you something. What was the title of your chapter when you chose it? Why did you choose this title of your chapter?
God knows the mask that we hide behind. And I chose that title because we think that we're hiding things from each other, but we're not hiding it from God. And he knows the hurt. He knows the pain. He knows what we need to be delivered from. He knows what needs to be healed. Mm-hmm. The only thing that he's waiting for is for us to ask him, because he's not someone that comes in uninvited.
Yeah.
God is not a trespasser.
Yeah.
And he's just waiting for us to humble ourselves and say, I need you. I can't get beyond this without you. And I'm willing to go to the place that I need to go in him to get healed.
Yes, that's so true. And you really put it in a nutshell then. So let me ask you something, and I want you to tell me a little about your business too. But what advice would you give others considering a book collaboration? In fact, this series is called The Art of Book Collaboration. This is my second series that I'm actually putting on here. But what advice would you give others that are considering a book collaboration? You've done four. So what advice would you give them?
Oh, wow. Let me see. Answer it this way. I would do four more.
Okay.
I would. I really would. And that is because when you have the personality of sharing and wanting to give and wanting to learn as well as teach, I love to learn. Mm-hmm. I love to teach, but I never want to be the smartest person in the room. It's being in the room with other people that are smarter, because some people are smart. We don't want to admit that. I'm smart. They may be smart ass, but they're not smarter. Okay. Congratulations. You have never met anyone that's smarter than you. I tend to put myself in the presence of people that I know are smarter than me. And it's okay, because it means that they have a level of knowledge that I don't. Yes. And there's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
So that's why I do four more to have that opportunity.
That's good. That's awesome. And I always say, and that's why they just ready to collaborate. I've always said that collaboration and connections is the key to success.
It is.
Having other people, other women, other men, to connect with one another and to collaborate, because like you said, we're not all smart. We don't know everything. It's other people that may know this part or something. Another person may know this part or something. And that's really what it's all about. So tell us about, and my time is again, tell us a little bit about your business. And then I want you to tell us the future. What are your future plans for your business?
Oh, okay. The best way is to say what drives me, because what drives me is exactly that's exactly what my business is. And what drives me is to have an opportunity. And I primarily work with, and you stated this with the bio, I primarily work with professional women. Mm-hmm. And it provides me an opportunity to reduce organizational suffering. Mm-hmm. And that's their suffering as well as what takes place. Mm-hmm. And to equip people to remove corporate burnout, to really understand what authenticity is, to really understand what diversity is, mm-hmm. because these are words that are thrown out and objectives that have the checklist.
Yeah.
But when implemented appropriately, it's what helps people to soar, thereby, whether it's an organization or a corporation or their own business, that is going to soar. And all of that happens simply because I help women live with more purpose, more grace, more joy, more peace, flow in ease. And I've had that's part of my tagline. And I've had people ask me, what is that? What is flow? Flow is the opposite of you grinding 24/7. Yeah. Everything being so hard because we don't have to grind. I hear people say, I grind hard.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to grind hard. I want to flow. And everything is not going to always be easy.
Yeah.
But we should be able to find a portion of peace within that, that as we're going through it, we're not coming up with every disease known to man, because dis-ease is the root of those diseases and the burnout. And so being able to focus on women in leadership and really believing, because this is a core, I'm going to say, tenet for my company, is believing that we are in a new era of women's leadership.
Yes.
And it calls for us to step fully into our, as I say, positive, deviant, change maker role. And when we can do that, everyone wins. It's a win. This is not about women empowering in taking and bashing men or forget about men or neglecting families or being burnt out all the time because we're on this hamster wheel of success. But it's being a positive deviant and a change maker because you're willing to require yourself a greater level of self-care. You are willing to reveal what needs to be healed on the inside. And you have the courage to pursue your aspirations, no matter what. And that's really a big sum of what we do. We teach a lot of divine feminine leadership. And divine feminine leadership is simply those qualities, empathy, nurturing, the things that women were told to leave at home. They don't have any place in the workplace.
Yeah.
That's what makes us great leaders. That's what gives us the ability to be people, leaders that develop other leaders and that bring people along and help people progress as organizations, as ministries, as businesses, so that we're doing this collectively versus we're in a bubble and we're into this, go pick somebody's book up and read that. I want to know how the Rockefellers did it. You might be able to learn something from the Rockefellers. They made some savvy business moves. But what is it about you that can give you the same level of success if you knew how to tap into it? So I asked women, what if I could show you how to do that? What if I could show you how to be as brilliant as anybody else? Find your genius zone. What if I told you I could help you find your genius zone? Because I found mine. I thought I knew it, but I found mine. And when I found mine, I literally have the proof that I soared leaps and bounds far beyond my imagination.
Wow. And that's why your title, if you said it all, is our journey to be empowered to walk in your purpose. I truly appreciate you, Jackie, Lulu.
I'm going to call you Jacqueline.
Lulu. That's okay. That's all right.
I truly appreciate it because you have just gave a wealth of knowledge. And I encourage our audience to really reach out to Lulu. But tell us how we can contact you.
Okay. You can contact me by, and I made it really easy because my email was long. It was JacquelineLulu@revolutionascension.com. So okay. Now I said, you know what? I need to shorten this. So it's JLB, Jacqueline Lulu Brown, JLB@revolutionascension.com.
Okay.
And they can go to my website, which is revolutionascension.com. And they can just go and you can read a lot. And I encourage people on my website, when you scroll down into the description, go to the description, because I think if you're going to work with someone or if you're going to participate in something that someone is hosting or sponsoring, you should know something about them. Mm-hmm. And I have 5 things that people should know about me.
Okay.
Go to the website, look at those 5 things. It will drive you to click on that button and schedule that free consult with me. You don't even have to email me if you don't want. You can just read those 5 things and say, yep,
yeah,
I want to talk to her. And click on that button on my website, and it will take you directly to schedule a free consult with me.
Awesome. Awesome. Now tell us what that website is, JLB.
The email is JLB@revolutionascension.com. The website is www.revolutionascension.com.
Revolution. Awesome. Thank you so much, my dear. I really enjoyed this conversation with you and one of my fellow book collaboration. And I tell you, Lulu came to my book signing for my book. And I just really enjoyed you and your husband being there. So thank you. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you. So stay tuned. For episode 15, I was trying to see what episode we're on. This is episode 14. Episode 15 for Ready, Set, Collaborate. Well, we would definitely give you some more insight and experience and expertise from other entrepreneurs that can help you. Book collaboration, networking collaboration, all of those. But thank you. So thank you again, Jackie, for all of your wisdom that you have shared with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate. For more information about the host, head to wdpearsonassociates.com, and that's P-E-A-R-S-O-N. Want to connect? Send an email to wanda@wdpearsonassociates.com. And as always, stay tuned for the next episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate.